Coming up on today's episode of the St. Petersburg Foodies Podcast.
That's a big job just buying all those whiskeys. I'm glad I don't have to do it. Yes. I'll help drink them now. Yes. No problem.
Yeah, he's the man when it comes to that. Now we have a stage. You know, we have a professional sound system. So now we've been doing 7 days a week.
I love the earlier hours since, you know, I'm one of the old guys now. Yeah. It's hard making it to 1 o'clock, man. I see you checking in on Facebook at like 1. I'm like, holy shit, dude, I've been asleep for 4 hours already.
Well, I keep on going.
Coming to you from St. Petersburg, Florida, you're listening to the St. Petersburg Foodies Podcast, the show that's the authority on where to eat in St. Pete. Here are your hosts, Kevin Godby and Lori Brown.
Hi, I'm Kevin Godby.
And I'm Lori Brown. Thank you for tuning in today.
Welcome to the St. Petersburg Foodies Podcast, the podcast that's it when it comes to restaurants and food information in St. Pete.
And be sure to check out our website, stpetersburgfoodies.com. There you'll find great information, including restaurant reviews, the largest St. Pete happy hour list ever created and kept updated, and information on the newest restaurants in town. We are locals that live in downtown St. Pete, and we've been eating our way through this town for years, so you don't have to, but you should.
We have a new episode every Tuesday. Just hit the subscribe button and you'll get notified when an episode is ready for download. And then you can listen to them anytime you want, like on your morning jog or commute to work.
On today's show, our featured guest is Tony Mangiafico from Flute and Dram.
Flute and Dram is St. Pete's first and only caviar, champagne, and whiskey bar right on bustling Beach Drive.
And we start the show off with Abby's delicious recipe for citrus paprika chicken paillar with quick pickled onion.
We have a great show, so stick around.
When you think of Engine Number 9, what do you typically think of, Kevin?
Amazing burgers.
Yes, very creative, very inventive, kick-ass burgers. But they also have a great New Orleans-inspired other half of the menu. Remember the gumbo I had recently?
Ooh, that was really good and nice and spicy. I was surprised you finished it.
I know. The roux is just so flavorful and delicious.
Besides the gumbo, they also have jambalaya, a few sriracha dishes, and the hot dogs are awesome.
And you can't forget the best fried pickles in town, and I am talking pickle spears.
Yeah, I've seen you eat those pickles for your whole meal.
Yeah, for my birthday once, remember? But what we're trying to say is check out Engine Number 9 for your favorite burger and so much more.
Yes, you will love Engine Number 9. They're in downtown St. Pete on the corner of 1st Ave North and MLK. And try the Black Flag Burger and the Chili Dog. You can thank me later.
Engine Number 9, going down the railroad line.
Brrr, it's a little chilly out there lately. Well, that's the perfect time for soup. But not just any soup. Ramen is the ultimate chili day comfort food, and Booyah Ramen on the 900 block of Central Avenue is my go-to. It's so freaking good. The broth is like a silky blanket to warm up your mouth, and the hearty proteins, or just mushrooms for vegetarians, it'll have you saying, "Ooh, mommy, the umami is making my eyes roll back in my head." My favorites are the pork belly and the short rib. Mmm. And then there's the noodles. O.M.G. Go get warmed up and filled up during these mildly chilly weeks at Booyah Ramen at 911 Central Avenue in the Edge District of downtown St. Pete.
Do ya, Booyah?
For this segment, we are coming to you direct from the St. Petersburg Foodies Test Kitchen, where Chef Abby Allen is in charge. So I'm going to turn it over to who's in charge around here and actually who fed us great food as usual.
Yes. Welcome, Abby.
Hello.
And welcome to Mike also.
Yes.
Hello.
Mike's the sous chef.
He is the sous chef.
Absolutely.
And test taster.
Yes.
Yes.
Gladly.
And fiancé.
Yes. I'm glad you mentioned the one in charge, too. Say that to Mike. Mike needs to be reminded of that every once in a while. And
yeah. Right.
Lori told me not to say this, but I find it interesting that I don't think it's a coincidence that fiancé is similar to the word finance.
Mm. Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. But seriously,
yeah,
Mike's so expensive.
I'll take it.
He's got that expensive taste with the cigars. And
I
the
can't
scotch.
Handle it.
So, thanks again for feeding us. Absolutely. It was delicious as usual, and I love that you come up with stuff that either I know and love, or I've never heard of and can't wait to try because that's how I am.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, I didn't have that before. I want it.
We like to keep things interesting.
So, can I say it?
Of course.
Citrus paprika chicken paillar
mm-hmm.
with quick pickled onion. And that's paillard is a French word spelled P-A-I-L-L-A-R-D.
And depending on who's saying it, the D could be on the end or could not be.
Yeah, we've heard
paillard,
both ways.
Paillard.
Yeah.
I'm mixing the D.
Yeah.
Basically, it's pounded thin meat. Could
yes.
be beef, veal, or chicken. We did
mm-hmm.
chicken.
Mm-hmm.
And pounded thin. They said grilled, but we did seared cast iron.
Seared cast iron, yes. Yep.
So, how'd you do it?
It's so simple. Chicken paillard is one of those recipes that can come together quickly in 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of recipes, they don't marinate it. It's usually just a quick salt, pepper, heat up some oil. Usually you want, for this, you want to use something with a high smoke point.
Mm-hmm.
So olive oil is probably something you want to just...
Not use.
Yes.
So grapeseed oil.
Yes. And I used avocado oil.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And where did you get it?
Rolling Oats. And they have tons of avocado oil selection.
Where did you get everything for the recipe?
Everything from Rolling Oats.
Exactly.
Yes.
And they sponsor this segment.
Absolutely.
And we love that because we love when we have sponsors that we shop at all the time anyway.
Yep, we love Rolling Oats. Absolutely.
Last time I just bought a bunch of wine and beer, but...
Yeah.
All right, back to the recipe.
So yeah, it's a really simple recipe. And as Kevin said, paillard, just meat that's just pounded out thin and it cooks quickly. So this chicken particularly cooked, 2 minutes on one side, a few minutes on the other, done, you're ready to serve.
Mm-hmm.
Jazz it up with a little bit of arugula and then the quick pickled onions, which have become a staple in our kitchen. I will make them at the beginning of the week, keep them in the fridge for the next week or two and top them, top salads, burgers,
mm-hmm.
chicken, anything. And they're delicious. They add a great little kick of flavors, a nice little crunch.
So tell us, red onion?
Yes, red onion.
And then what do you do after that?
So then it's a couple of hot warm water. We have a little kettle, so I'll just
Aren't diced, these are actual
just sliced.
Just
yeah
them.
Or if you have a mandolin, that's great mm-hmm. too, to get them really thin,
right?
And put those in a jar. If you have like a mason jar sitting around, that's what we use. Put them in a mason jar. I usually use like a half of an onion,
mm-hmm.
Half of a medium-sized onion, and then the 1 cup of warm water, a half a cup of apple cider vinegar,
mm-hmm.
salt, pepper. Give it a little shake, keep it at room temperature for a couple of hours, and then store it in the fridge for up to 2 weeks. They're fantastic.
That's
so
awesome.
Easy. Yeah.
So that was cool. A topping. So the chicken itself, how do you cook that?
So the chicken itself, so you put between, on your counter, lay a sheet of plastic wrap.
Mm-hmm.
Put the chicken.
Or parchment paper,
yeah,
or, maybe.
Yeah. Or just something that it would, so it won't slip, mm-hmm. basically, when you're pounding it out.
Mm-hmm.
Put another sheet on top. We don't have a meat tenderizer. So actually we have, I think it's, what's it called, Mike?
It's an ice mallet.
It's an ice mallet. Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
And
mm-hmm.
which we use for cocktails.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, this is perfect. And you just pound it out very gently and, until it's about a fourth of an inch thick. And then.
And you start with a full chicken breast?
Yes. Full chicken breast. Yes. Mm-hmm. Pound that out till it's about a fourth of an inch thick. And then I use a quick marinade for this. So it's just some Natalie's orange juice from Rolling Oats. One lime that's juiced,
mm-hmm.
a little bit of garlic, and then salt. Cover that with the chicken with the marinade. Put it in the fridge for like 15 to 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Pull it out, dry it. Heat up your skillet
mm-hmm.
to high, medium high.
Cast iron.
Yeah, cast iron. Mm-hmm. Yeah, whatever skillet you prefer. Honestly, if you're doing multiple slices of chicken, heat your oven to 150. And that way, when you heat your chicken, you can throw it on a pan, keep it in the oven, keep it warm. So when mm-hmm. you serve it, everything's, good to go.
Right. 150 keeps it warm and doesn't cook it.
Yes, exactly. Then when the chicken's done, top it with the arugula, pickled onion, a little squeeze of the lime.
Yeah,
good
delicious.
To go. Yeah.
Great flavors and very simple.
Very. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, of course. And then before you sear it, I'm sorry, I forgot to mention, you put the paprika on.
Mm-hmm.
It gets a nice little crust. Don't
regular
worry.
Paprika.
Yeah. Hungry. Regular, okay. Just regular paprika, which I love to... What?
The paprika. That's where that color came from.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So the paprika. So Rolling Oats has a great bulk section, if you guys aren't aware.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get as much or as little as you need. And And there you have it.
We use it all the time.
Oh, yeah.
So we've got a lot of paprika.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Lots of paprika.
Nice. It was delicious. Great flavors.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, wonderful.
Totally. And we had Pinot Grigio and Sauvignon Blanc with it.
Mm-hmm.
Both went well.
If you can't tell. Yeah. We're a little more loose in our conversation when we've had a couple glasses of wine.
It was super delicious. Yeah. We want to thank Rolling Oats.
I'll be rolling with the homies. Yeah. Rolling with the homies.
Helping us out with the ingredients and sponsoring the segment. Also, I think I read that this is one of Martha Stewart's favorite fast to prepare recipes, like when you have last minute stuff or whatever. And also, as usual, on stpetersburgfoodies.com, we will have the printed recipe with drool-worthy photos, as usual.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Abby, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And Mike, thank you. We will be right back with Tony Mangiafico from Flute and Dram.
St. Pete is all about local, and this year we celebrate a local legend's 25th anniversary. Roland Oats Market and Cafe was founded in July of 94 by Bert Swain and Larry Schwartz. From the beginning, Roland Oats has made a commitment to provide St. Pete customers with the finest quality organic whole foods, nutritional supplements, and body care products at the most reasonable prices possible. And now they have a South Tampa location too. We go there for many items, but they are the only place that we go to buy our raw probiotics and other supplements. They have the best organic whole food selection in town, and on the flip side of that, they also offer a fantastic selection of wines and an unparalleled selection of local craft beer. Roland Oats has a cafe open daily, which offers delicious sandwiches, burgers, soups, salads, bowls, wraps, entrees, and fresh-made smoothies, along with a variety of prepared and packaged take-home meals located in the market itself. Do you pride yourself with supporting local businesses? Well, put your money where your mouth is and get on into Roland Oats today.
Roland Oats St. Pete is located at 2842 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Street North. And in South Tampa, you'll find them at 1021 North MacDill Avenue. Check them out on the web at rollinoats.com.
That's R-O-L-L-I-N oats.com.
Thank you for listening to the St. Petersburg Foodies podcast, and please welcome to the show, Tony Mangiafico. Welcome, Tony.
Welcome, Tony.
Hi, Kevin. Hi, Laurie. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for coming, man. So, obviously, I think most people probably know you best from Grazie Italian Grill. You are the chef and co-owner, and you've been doing it for 20 years as of a week or two ago.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, we just celebrated 20 years anniversary.
Yeah,
pretty Grazie.
So it's like 10 over in Baywalk, which is now Sundial.
Yes, sir.
And then 10 in your current location.
Yes.
Right around the corner from Kawa South.
Yep.
On 2nd Street South. But today we're going to talk about your newer thing, somewhat new. So already 2 years old, almost 2 years old.
Almost a year old.
Yeah.
Almost 2 years old. And then your expansion is about 2 months old.
Yes, sir.
And it is Flute and Dram on the bustling Beach Drive.
Yeah.
And easy to remember address. It's not 123, it's 234.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 234 Beach Drive.
Yeah, so it's St. Pete's first caviar, champagne, and whiskey bar. And like I said, when they, you know how they say location is everything? Well, you got everything there.
Location, location.
Beach Drive. So the flute side is the 2-year-old side.
Yes.
And you did have whiskeys over there, but now the flute side is more like the way Abby described this. We have, by the way, look on stpetersburgfoodies.com. We have a brand new review of Flute and Dram with all the new stuff. And Abby described it as modern and edgy with contemporary lighting and an emphasis on champagne. And then the Dram side is more vintage prohibition type vibe and more of a whiskey emphasis. And also, there's a great cigar selection.
Yes.
Which definitely goes good with whiskey.
Oh, yes.
You did a great job with that renovation. It's beautiful.
It came out really good.
Yeah, so you almost...
We're very proud of it.
Like doubled your size, no?
More than that.
Triple our size.
Yeah, triple. That was triple.
Yeah, we triple our size. So flute is more, like you said, champagne.
Champagne. And I hope you like caviar.
Mm-hmm. And the Dram side, it's... A lot of whiskeys, over 250 different whiskeys as of now. and it's still growing.
Who's in charge of buying that stuff?
That's all Greg. Greg Haddad from Central Cigars and Ruby's Elixir.
Mm-hmm. Right, shout out to Greg. He is your co-owner, partner.
Yes, he's my partner and my best friend. So we're having fun in the process of building out Flute and Dram.
And I think his other business, which is Central Cigar and Ruby, Central Cigar's been around like 20 years too, I think.
Central Cigar, I believe, has been
25.
Right? Close to 25 years now.
Wow.
Yes.
I was going to Central Cigar before I even lived here in St. Pete when I just come visit the area.
Me too. Yeah. Me too. So, me and him, between our businesses, we've been in this town for a long time.
Yeah, that's a big job just buying all those whiskeys. I'm glad I don't have to do it. Yes. I'll help drink them, though. Yes. No problem.
Yeah, he's the man when it comes to that. He's in charge of the cigars and the whiskeys. And also now, live music is a big thing of Flute and Dram now.
Right. You did have live music previously, but now you have a much larger emphasis, like 6 nights a week, right?
Oh, 7 days a week.
Seven days. Wow.
Yes. Yes. Before we had music just on the weekends, but now in the last 2 months, since Dram is complete, now we have a stage, we have a professional sound system. So now we've been doing 7 days a week.
Wow, that's awesome. Some of the musicians and bands, you have the Kirk Adams Band. They're on a regular rotation, I think.
Right? Yes, they're on Monday nights.
The Lounge Cats.
Yeah, Lounge Cats, they'll be there once a month at least. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Jennifer Reel.
Yeah.
Sean Brown.
Yeah, we got Sean Brown.
He's very popular. I think a lot of people know Sean.
Yes, he's the man.
Mm-hmm. Gloria West.
Yeah, we got Gloria on Sundays.
Also one of my favorites. And Connor Schwetz.
Yeah, so Connor plays there too.
Yep.
And I just want to mention on Tuesdays we have Iram and the Jazz Le Trio.
Oh, nice.
They just play jazz music. They also play at Ruby's Elixir on Thursdays.
Cool.
So every night we got somebody different.
Cool. And I also noticed on the music schedule that you have early and late.
Yes.
Which I really like.
So what are the times?
The times during the weekdays, 4 to 7.
Okay.
We have different artists. Mm-hmm. On Wednesdays, we have Jim Garrett.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Plays on the patio.
Everybody loves Jim.
Everybody loves Jim. He's very popular in downtown St. Pete.
And
also a good friend of ours.
Yes.
On the weekends, on Friday, Saturdays, it starts at 1 o'clock. Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, we got the first set 1 to 5, the next set 5 to 8, and the late set 9 to 1.
That's awesome.
So that's
yes.
Saturday and Sunday or Friday and Saturday?
Friday and Saturday.
Friday and Saturday. And then Sunday.
Sundays, it's 1 to 5 and 5 to 9.
Okay. And does Gloria play like the earlier set or the later?
Gloria plays the later set.
Later set.
5 to 9.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then on the weekdays, 8 to 12.
Wow, that's awesome. I love the earlier hours since, I'm one of the old guys now. It's hard making it to 1 o'clock, man. I see you checking in on Facebook at like 1. I'm like, holy shit, dude, I've been asleep for 4 hours already.
Wow. I keep on going. Yeah. I never stop.
The Energizer Bunny.
Yeah, I got a lot of energy.
Yeah, good. So you need to for all that stuff.
Yeah.
So who does all the booking of the musicians? That's a lot of work too with 7 days a week.
Yeah,
and two shifts.
Yeah, now the booking has been taken care of with Greg.
Mm-hmm.
Greg combined with the help of Katie Talbert.
Ah, okay.
Her last name is. And she's been great. She does all the booking for Ruby's Elixir.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And now she took over the position at Flute and Dram.
Oh, cool.
Is a full-time job. Position.
That is a full-time job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So between me and Greg, we could collaborate together. And Katie's the one that puts it together for us.
Yeah, because sometimes, nothing, don't get mad at me, anybody, because I love all the musicians and I love music, but sometimes it's like herding cats.
Oh, yeah, there is a lot of them. And it takes a good effort to put them together.
Yeah.
Well, we're lucky to have that much talent here.
Yeah, so
I'm
very, very grateful for that.
Yes. And I want to say that I am so happy that you guys, when you decided to start this new business a couple years ago and expanded a couple months ago, you're doing something new and different that St. Pete does not have.
Yes.
Like recently, I'm not going to mention any names, but a few months back, several months back, there was mentioned, we have a new Italian restaurant coming to downtown. I'm like, okay, guys. Did you check to see how many Italian restaurants we already have? We don't really need a new one.
Yeah,
there's a lot of Italian restaurants around here. True. And obviously, Grazzi is one of the most popular and one of the best. So we're going to take a quick break. And then when we come back, we're going to get into some tasty, juicy details.
We will be right back.
Have you been to Pacific Counter? It is one of the newest fast casual concepts located on one of the fastest growing blocks in St. Pete, the 600 block of Central Avenue. They offer build-your-own bowls, burritos, or salads with a variety of the freshest bases, toppings, and sauces to satisfy anyone's craving and put you in charge. There are actually 6,432,189 combinations possible. Overwhelmed by build-your-own? I know that I sometimes am. Well, you can also choose from their counter creations menu already picked for you. The first couple of times we ate there, that's exactly what I did. Then I decided to get adventurous. For bases, they offer sushi rice, brown rice, noodles, or greens. Sushi rice seems to be the norm, but I'm not a big rice person, so I finally tried the noodles, and to say I fell in love is an understatement. They are actually sweet potato noodles, I found out later. I have no idea how they make them seem like rice noodles. I added fresh tuna and salmon, my choice of toppings and a sauce, which I didn't even need because the bowl was so good without it. I told Kevin I could eat this every day and I would probably lose weight and love it at the same time. If you haven't checked out Pacific Counter, I would highly recommend it. They are open for lunch and dinner, have a variety of unique alcoholic and non-alcoholic drink options, and they have the beloved Dole Whip. Find your fresh at Pacific Counter.
Pacific Counter is located at 660 Central Avenue in downtown St. Pete. They are open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Sunday through Thursday and 11 a.m. to midnight on Friday and Saturday. How many times have you heard a restaurant say that they have healthy food that actually tastes great? I've heard it a lot, but unfortunately, it's usually one or the other and not both until the brass bowl came around.
Right.
Their food actually is healthy and tastes so darn delicious.
So good. They use organic ingredients and responsibly sourced seafood. Brass Bowl offers gluten-free, vegan, and carnivorous options. There truly is something for everyone. You will find imaginative flatbreads, bowls, and tasty, delicious small plates. With options like fresh roasted seasonal veggies, 24-hour sous vide hanger steak, house-smoked salmon, and free-range chicken breast.
And up front, they have a cold-pressed juice station and separate menu with juice bowls and elixir shots. It's like two open kitchens in one.
Brass Bowl Kitchen and Juicery is really on the cutting edge of the fast, casual culture that is enjoying so much fame these days. Go get bowled over by Brass Bowl.
Brass Bowl Kitchen and Juicery is located at 656 Central Avenue in downtown St. Pete. And you can check them out on the web at brassbowlkitchen.com.
We are back! We are back!
We are back on the St. Petersburg Foodies podcast with Tony Mangiafico, and we are talking about Flute and Dram at 234 Beach Drive. And before we get into that, I want to mention that, you know, normally on the first half, we talk more about your background and whatnot. We didn't do that because Tony's been on previously, and if you haven't heard the episode, or even if you did, you should go back and listen to it. It's really good. Episode 31 was in April 2019. That's the first time Tony was on. And if you listen to that one, you'll hear about his background. He's from Italy, if you can't tell from the accent. So Flute and Dram, you guys, something that's really cool is you have a system where somebody can buy, they don't have to buy an entire bottle of Dom Perignon, say. If they don't want to spend that money, they can get a glass.
Yes, they can.
How cool is that? I don't think anybody else has that around here either.
I'm not sure, but I know we do.
Yeah. And like I said earlier, nobody has the caviar done traditionally like you guys do in St. Pete. It's very unique. And some people think it's so expensive when they hear caviar. Well, you know, you can find some expensive stuff, but you can find very reasonable stuff.
That's still good, yeah.
Yes. And it's a perfect way to get started anyway. You know, you might not want to get started with the most expensive of anything.
We definitely have the budget, the price, you know, from low to high end.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we carry 25 different caviars as of now, and the list is still growing. And, you know, we have about a half a dozen domestics, which are very affordable, you know. And then, of course, you got the high end caviar from Russia.
It's Beluga. Macmillan orders it every year.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Siberia. A lot of, couple of different Italian caviars now.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Oh, cool.
Yes. So, you know, the list goes on and on, but it's definitely affordable.
Right.
And for the beginner, it's good to try the domestic and then work the way up if they like it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's the traditional accompaniments. It's the chopped onions, the...
Yeah, chopped onions.
Egg whites, and egg yolks
separate.
Egg yolk, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And also cream fraiche.
Cream fraiche, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you can have either French bellinis or Russian bellinis, mm-hmm. or just a water cracker.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which is very traditional.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I actually like the crackers, even though the Russian blinis are the traditional. Yeah,
right, my favorite is the cracker. I like the cracker.
I do, too. I like the crunch of it. It gives it some texture.
Yeah, me too.
And I like, you know, well, definitely with the American caviar, I like doing it with those accompaniments. And with the Russian, like 50-50, I like some with the accompaniments, and sometimes I just want to eat it just plain right out of the jar. Oh, yeah. So good.
It's so decadent.
Yeah.
I know.
So some of the other things you have, just mention a few, truffle, pearl, caviar, and the smoked trout. They're like a couple examples of the American.
Yeah.
And like $25 and under.
Yes.
And then little fancier stuff. This is Sassini and Russian, etc. You have other items also.
Oh, yes. Besides the caviar, we have a small plate menu. We have a charcuterie platter, which is amazing.
Mm-hmm. Charcuterie is super popular around here.
I think it's not because I make it, but it's probably one of the best around.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a nice assortment of meats and cheeses and accompaniments. It's really good. We got a cheese plate. We got smoked salmon. We got a caviar stuffed with... a burrata stuffed with caviar,
ooh,
which is really good. That's very popular.
That's the next thing I'm getting.
Yeah,
that's,
I know.
One of their best sellers is our tuna tartare.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, we use ahi tuna, and it's all mixed in with, capers and red onions, a little soy sauce, and again, topped with caviar.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice.
It looked amazing from Abby's write-up.
Yes, you know, we mm-hmm. have a shrimp cocktail.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a couple of different things. We got carpaccio. Mm-hmm. We got brazaola.
Nice.
So, and our menu is going to keep on expanding. As of the last month, we decided to add a hot kitchen.
Oh, right, because you were just cool. a cold kitchen.
Yeah, we're just a cold kitchen.
Yeah.
You know, with people requesting and my kind of food on Beach Drive. So me and Greg decided just to do it. And
right. They know it's you, so they're like, hey, we want more stuff.
Yeah.
So like, from Tony.
Make this, make that. But now we're limited. But we're still going to be a bar to mm-hmm. serve some high-end good grub.
Good grub, yeah.
You know, something different still. Mm-hmm. A lot of caviar-based dishes, but also with, Italian touch.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
You know, since that's what I'm very good at.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. And so that's going to, but it'll be small plate, even the hot food will
yes.
be small plates.
Yeah, it'd be all mm-hmm. small plates.
Yes. Right.
Yes, again, we're just going to stay as a bar.
Which is great because you get to try more stuff.
Yeah. Exactly. So no full meals, it'd be some really good stuff. So mm-hmm. Greg are both excited about it.
You mentioned that you've got the permits already.
They're in process.
In process, yeah. And you're hoping to get this going by March?
Yeah. We're hoping everything goes through and, probably I would say the first week of April, we should be open.
Awesome.
The kitchen up with a lot of good offerings.
That's very exciting.
So can we get a sneak peek on some of those?
We're going to have some stuff. What can I say yet?
It's top secret.
You know? Not top secret, but it's going to be some really different items.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And something just to clarify, I mean, it's a champagne bar, but technically champagne is from France only, from the Champagne region. It's all the versions of sparkling
yes.
wine, Prosecco.
All bubbles.
All
the bubblies.
And you guys have some really cool specials on different nights.
Yes, we do. For example, on Wednesday, it's F off all bottles of wine
mm-hmm.
from opening to close. So everything F off.
Yeah, and there's regular wine too.
Yes. You name it. We got a big, big list. On Tuesday nights, it's a caviar night.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a good time to try caviar.
25%
off. You get 25% off, correct.
Nice.
Now, is that all night?
That's all night.
Okay, so these specials we're mentioning are all night. But you also have the bubbles hour that's from 4 to 7.
Yeah, the bubble hour
from 4 to 7. On the drinks, and then 25% off on food.
Yes. Okay. 4 to 7. That's every day.
Right.
And then on Saturday and Sundays, we have our bottomless mimosas
mm-hmm.
from open till 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
Okay.
And plus buckets of champagne and special.
Okay.
And how much are the bottomless mimosas?
I believe they're $20.
Okay. Oh, wow. That's a good deal.
All you can bring for
you better
$20.
Better watch out when Lori shows up.
You better have
come
extra
on by.
Bubbles.
We get you nice and bubbly.
You also mentioned Thursday.
Yeah, Thursday it's our whiskey night. So all brown spirits.
Mm-hmm.
it'll be 25% off.
Nice.
Again, for open to close.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about whiskey, next month is Whiskey Day, I believe, on the first week of February.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to do a special event.
Nice.
Which cool. we'll announce this week.
Oh, cool.
For Whiskey Day.
Every day is kind of Whiskey Day, but that's the official one.
Every day it's Whiskey Day for me. Yeah. Whiskey and Cigar Day. That's
and you
the
have,
best day.
And you have a VIP club?
Yes, we have a VIP club.
How does that
club.
Work?
It's a yearly membership, and you get invited to special events, mm-hmm. which that will start this month, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And you get a 15% discount. Plus, you get to have your own champagne party.
Cool.
And you get a complimentary bottle of champagne.
Mm-hmm.
And you're also invited first to all the special events that we're going to do, mm-hmm. special parties or special promotions.
How does somebody sign up for that?
Somebody either can go online mm-hmm. on our website, or the best way would be just stop by Flute and Dram and ask any bartender, and mm-hmm. they will set you up, give you a card, then
and what's
you're
the,
ready to go.
The fee for that?
I believe the fee is $200 a year.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The website is Flute and Dram. It's just the letter N in between the two words. So FLUTE, letter N, DRAM, Flute and Dram. But on Facebook, it's at Flute and Dram, A-N-D, spelled out.
Yes.
At Flute and Dram on Facebook. And at 234 Beach Drive.
Mm-hmm.
Flute and Dram. And I suggest signing up for the VIP and doing it in person because you can start to use it right away.
Yeah, exactly. You enjoy them more.
You get your free bottle right then.
Yes, if you want. Yeah, of course.
All right. And it is Tuesday as this episode airs. So get over there for the Tuesday specials.
Sounds
25%
good.
Off caviar.
Yeah, can't beat it.
Tony Mangiafico, thank you so much.
Well, thanks, Kevin.
Thanks,
Lori. Glad to be here.
We will be right back.
You're taking all the caviar? That caviar is a garnish.
This is Julie Black and Dave Eichenberger on guitar. You're listening to St. Pete Foodies Podcast, maybe in your house or your car.
We have four new items on the blog. On stpetersburgfoodies.com, you will find the 10 best romantic restaurants in St. Pete for 2020, which should come in handy with Valentine's Day coming up. Remember to make your reservations. We have a review of the new Grumpy Gringo location in downtown St. Pete. There is also a review of Mickey's Cafe and Organics. And of course, we have the recipe from today's episode for the citrus paprika chicken paillard. Next week on the podcast, we have Chris Sweeney and Rob Rinesmith from Noble Crust. If you want to email us, just send it to info@stpetersburgfoodies.com.
That's it for this episode of the St. Petersburg Foodies Podcast.
Thank you for listening.
Thanks to our guests,
Tony Mangiafico
and Abby Allen.
And thanks to our sponsors,
Brass Bowl Kitchen and Juicery,
Pacific Counter,
Booyah Ramen,
Rollin' Oats,
and Engine Number 9.
Our announcer is Candace Aviles from Meet the Chef and Channel 10 News, and our theme music is provided by the Chris Walker Band.
We'd like to remind you to check out all the latest restaurant reviews, foodies news, top 10 lists, and updated happy hours on stpetersburgfoodies.com.
Please give us a rating and review on whichever app you're using to listen to the show, and remember to share the show with your foodie friends.
Until next time,
may your food be hot
and your bubbly cold.
Caviar should be round and hard and of adequate size, and it should burst in your mouth at precisely the right moment.